Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining for our time of Monday morning devotion and prayer. I hope that you all are well and are excited to get back to our morning time of devotion. So for today, we will be focusing on rest, reset, and recharge. So I don't have a specific verse. I'll mention some verses throughout. So we will go ahead and get started. So rest, reset, and recharge. So we live in a society, a generation, and a culture where many have developed the mentality that you have to grind daily to be successful. And we've all heard the sayings of team no sleep, or if you aren't grinding, you aren't doing enough, or if you aren't working hard every single day, then some people don't want you around them. But the truth is that you can work hard and you can rest as well. You can be successful and you can rest. Because if you don't, then you will begin to start experiencing burnout. You'll start to be exhausted and you will not be able to perform at your best level. And sometimes you may have to work overtime. Sometimes you may have to do an all-nighter, and sometimes you may have to put in more time, but it should never become a lifestyle where you are continuously working and not resting. So I want to make that very clear. I'm not telling anybody that they should not be working hard, but I think the missing piece in many of our lives is the fact that we are not taking time to rest. So working hard can also cause anxiety. It can also cause stress, and it can have a negative impact on your health as well. And many times people forget that life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. We see the success of others and we want the microwave version, or we want instant results, or we know things that God has called for us to do and we want to see the manifestation of those visions happen immediately. And granted, sometimes those things can happen immediately, but we also have to know that sometimes God wants to take us through some things and to develop us so that we can receive the fruit that he wants us to receive, as well as the many blessings that he has for us. And when we begin to not do what God has called us to do in the time frame that he has called for us to do it, then we begin to start operating outside of the will of God. So today we're talking about rest, reset, and recharge. And I don't want to just focus so much on the working hard and the grinding hard, because there are sometimes where we need rest from other things as well, or for other reasons too. So let's look at what rest means. So the definition of rest means to cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength. And I'm sure some of these definitions are going to speak to some areas of your lives right now. Rest also means to relax. It means to pause, to let up, to slow down, to sit back, to take it easy, to sleep, to distress. Rest is also being supported as to stay in a specific position, or to be placed in a specific position. It can be an instance or period of relaxing or ceasing to engage in strenuous or stressful activity. Rest can be an interval of silence for a specific time. Rest is also the freedom from activity or labor. It is a state of motionlessness or inactivity. Rest is a peace of mind. Do you all have a peace of mind right now? Or you can even think back to seasons or times when you did not have a peace of mind. Rest is also free of anxieties, or to be free from anxiety or disturbance. We know that God has not created us to have anxiety, His word says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, that we are to let our requests be made known to him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Rest also means to remain confident, to trust, to be based or founded. And the question for that is who are you placing your trust in, or who are you rooted in? Colossians 2:7 tells us that as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We can also look at the Greek definition of rest, and it means to rest from weariness. Matthew 11 tells us to come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So maybe you have been doing what God has called you to do, but there still comes a time when he calls you to rest. And many times I've canceled or I've skipped a week of doing Monday morning devotion and prayer because I needed a break and I needed rest. And I never want to get to a point in my life or even in my journey with Christ where I'm operating from flesh and not from spirit. I never want to get to a place where I'm operating just from knowledge and not from wisdom and the Holy Spirit, because I'm well aware of my gifts. I'm pretty sure some of you are well aware of some of your gifts and skills and talents as well. I know the Lord, I can pray. I can pray without thinking about it, but I never want to operate just out of routine. And you can know something and you can do something and it cannot come from God. So I can get up every day and pray, and because I know prayer strategies, I know forms of prayer, I know how to adore God, I know that I'm supposed to confess my sins, I know that I'm supposed to give him thanks and ask for things, but if I'm doing that out of my own might and power and not being led by the Holy Spirit, I'm doing a huge disservice to God as well as to others as well. So anytime that you start operating by your own power and might and not the leading of the Holy Spirit, that is a time for you to take a pause. That is a time for you to take a break. That is a time for you to have some time to take a step back and to rest in God, to refocus on the things that he's called for you to do so that you aren't doing anything outside of the will of God and nothing outside of his leading of the Spirit. So it is best for you to be obedient to God's leading and even his conviction when a break is needed. It's best for you to be obedient before God starts to shake some things up in your life and cause some things to happen where you have no choice but to rest. And that is not always a comfortable experience. And it may not always be what you expected either. And sometimes you may think that it's the enemy attacking, but sometimes it can be God giving you a sign that it is time for you to pause. It is time for you to rest. We even know that Psalm 23 tells us that he makes us lie down in green pastures. So God is the one who will give us that rest sometimes. And even for this pandemic is what some people needed. Some people have needed rest. Some people have needed quarantine time. Some people have been laid off from work. Some people have even gotten COVID and been able to recover from it. Some people may have experienced some illnesses or some challenges. And sometimes God does allow those type of things to happen because sometimes it's the only way to get us to sit down. So when it's God, sometimes it may not feel like it, but we can always know if God is showing us that it is him and relying on what his word states in Romans 8:28, that we know all things are going to work together for good. But it is so important for us to heed to the leading of the Holy Spirit and not by our own will. So when you are obedient, you can avoid these things. And another time of rest is when you stop hearing from God or you struggle to hear from God. That may be a sign that it is time to take a break. I know for me, I have a lot going on in my life. I lead two Bible studies. I'm a part of a Bible study. I have prayer calls. I have work. I have business. I have ministry. I have a lot going on. But at the same time, those are things that God has called for me to do. But just because God has given me all these things to do doesn't mean that I can't have time to rest. Just because God has placed certain things on your path and certain things for you to do doesn't mean that he isn't also calling you to have a time of rest. And it's also important to know what God is trying to teach you in that season as well. I know for me, this is my season of God teaching and training me in discipline. So that's what I know. So I think it's important for you to also know that as well. But for me, I know that I can struggle sometimes with rest because I don't ever want to get to a point where I get comfortable with rest and I never get back to doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And knowing that that is a weakness, also knowing that that is an area that the enemy can come in and attack, and it can start to be excuses where, oh, this is my resting season. Oh, I'm just taking a break right now. And then weeks and months and years have gone by, and maybe that is something that happens for you. So that is why it's important to not only rest, but also to reset. So what are you doing during your time of resting and then resetting? So I took a break from my morning messages that I send out, hashtag Shatoya Inspires, and also obviously from devotion and prayer. And I know specifically for my morning messages, God told me to take a 2-week break. So I think it's important to seek God on how long that break may be. Sometimes he may not tell you the entire time frame right away. Sometimes that time frame may change once he gets you to sit down. But being able to seek God and to hear from him. And even doing your reset, that doesn't mean that you take a break from God. I think sometimes when people take a break, it's like, oh, I'm going to stop doing prayer. I'm going to stop spending time with God. I'm going to stop reading my word. But that doesn't give you an excuse to take a break from God. During this time, you are to seek God. You are to spend time with him still. It may look a little bit different than it did before. During this time, you will be able to drown out all the noise and be able to hear from God clearly as well. During this time, you'll be able to receive direction and guidance from God. During this time, you are to confess for getting ahead of God or not being obedient to the things that God has called for you to do. But even during this time, to thank God for rest and not to feel guilty about it. Because sometimes the enemy can place those things in your thoughts and your mind as well, and to make you feel guilty for doing what God has told you to do, or feel guilty from resting and taking a break from something, even if it is God related. And also during this time, it's important for you to be more aware of the tactics of the enemy. We know that we are to be sober and alert because the enemy is always roaming around trying to seek somebody to devour. So even though we are taking a break, that does not mean that the enemy is taking a break. During this time, it gives you an opportunity to get to know God better. You're able to experience him in new ways and fresh ways. You're able to get direction and visions and goals. And even during this time, God may even remind you of things that he has called for you to do that you may have forgotten about. So we have gone over rest. We have gone over reset, and also to kind of take a short dive into what reset means. It means to set again, to set, to adjust, to fix in a new or different way. So now it is time to recharge. Many times we rest and we reset, but we forget another step that comes after that. So recharge means to regain energy or spirit, to replenish, to become charged again, to renew, to inspire or invigorate afresh. So when I saw the word replenish, it made me think of to fill up, and specifically to fill up with the Holy Spirit. And if you are going to start again, you are going to need refreshing, you are going to need renewal, and you are going to need a refill of the Holy Spirit. So asking God to fill you up to full and overflow, to empty out the things that are not like him, to empty out the things and even remove and expose the things that have been keeping you from operating how you should be operating. And even things that may hinder you from getting back to doing things the way that God wants you to do them. Asking for God to even anoint you afresh during this time of renewal, of restoration as well. So I pray that today's devotion has spoken a word to you, and you will have some time to reflect on when your season of rest may be long overdue for time of rest, or it may be a season of rest that is coming about for you. So I just wanted to share what God placed on my heart to share with you all today. And we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. As always, if you guys have prayer requests, you can share them. I know many of you message them to me afterwards, or send me messages or email them to me, which is fine. But during this time, I'll also ask that you will just humble your hearts and mind and your spirit as we go before the Lord in prayer. Remove any distractions if you can, and not just to listen to me pray, but for you all to join in and to intercede and to pray aloud as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this word on today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for an opportunity to acknowledge and to know that you have called for us to come into seasons of rest, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we are able to rest in your presence, that we're able to rest in your word, oh God, that we're able to even rest in prayer during this time, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather and join. We know that many people are joining all over. Many people are even watching the replay right now, Father. And I just ask, Lord, that you will continue to be with us, that we may continue to remain even in your presence, Father. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up on this morning. We thank you, Father, for giving us breath in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the breath that we even breathe right now, Lord, and we don't take that for granted. We thank you, Lord, that we have the activity of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are keeping us, that you are keeping us in good health, oh God, that you have been watching over us, Father, that you have been protecting us, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we have you as our refuge, that we have you as our fortress, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around us, around our family, around our friends, around our loved ones, around every single person that is connected to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Father, for your might, oh God. We thank you that you are strong, that you are mighty, and that you are powerful, Lord. We thank you that we are able to come to you, Father, for rest. We thank you that we are able to come to you for renewal. We thank you that we're able to come to you even for restoration, Lord. And we ask that you will grant us those things right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come before you, Lord, confessing our sins. Lord, you know that we aren't perfect. We also know that we aren't perfect. We know that we fall short of your glory daily, oh God, but we're so thankful for the grace and the mercy that you continue to extend to us each and every day, Father. So we ask right now, Lord, that you will even reveal our sins to us, Lord. I ask that you will even begin to convict our hearts and our minds of things that we've said, of things that we've thought about, of things that we've acted upon that have not been like you, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you will forgive us right now, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of times where we have gotten ahead of you, oh God. We ask that you will forgive us for times where we have stepped outside of your will, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us for times where we have even been disobedient, Lord. And we thank you that your word states that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful, oh God, that you are just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we ask, Father, that you will purify us right now, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will refine us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you will empty out everything that is not like you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will even anoint us afresh right now, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will set us on fire for you, Lord. We are able to operate by your spirit and your spirit alone. We thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to be with us on this day. We pray, Father, for a productive day. We thank you, Father, even for meeting us right now. We pray, Father, for a productive week, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will reveal to us the things that we need to do. We know that we have our own plans, that we have our own goals. We have our own vision set of what this week should look like, oh God. But help us not to take not a foot or a step further without seeking you, Lord. Father, your word says to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, and all things may be added unto us, Lord. So we want to receive everything that you have for us on today. We want to receive everything that you have for us on this week, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will give us the strength that we need for this week, oh God. I ask that you will give us the power and the might that we need for this week, oh God, to take on every challenge, to take on every obstacle that we may face, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will help us not to grow weary in doing well, Father, knowing that you've called for us to do a thing and that as we walk in it, oh God, that you will help us, that you will guide us, that you will lead us, and that you will grant us the promise and the blessings that you have spoken for us to receive, oh God. So help us to be resilient, Father. Help us to be persistent, Lord. Help us to be consistent, oh God. We know that you have great and mighty plans for us, oh God, but we also know that the enemy is out planting seeds, Lord, but we ask, Lord, that you will uproot those things. We ask, Lord, that you will destroy and cancel every attack of the enemy, oh God, every strategy, every plot, oh God. We ask that you will cancel it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask us that, ask you, Lord, that every day this week that you will allow us to be able to wake up and to be able to put on the full armor of God so that we're able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, oh God. We stand on your word, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We pray right now, Father, for blessings on this week. We pray, Father, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, oh God. We pray, Father, for miracles to happen on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, for signs and wonders, oh God. We pray, Father, that we will be able to experience you in new ways on this week, Lord. We stand with great expectation, oh God. We stand with great expectation, Lord, because we know that you are able, Lord. Anything that we are handing, that we are holding on to, oh God, we hand it over to you right now, Father. We submit it to you, Father. We surrender, oh God, and we surrender to your will. We ask, Lord, that you will have your way in our lives. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to be with us. Continue to keep your hand upon us. Continue to keep your hand upon this world and this nation, Lord. We continue to trust in you and you alone. Our hope and our faith is in you and you alone, oh God. So we just ask that you will continue to press upon the hearts of all people, oh God, that they may come to know you, Father, that they may turn to you, oh God, that we all may turn from our evil and wicked and sinful ways, Lord, that you will continue to soften our hearts, Lord. We thank you even for the opportunity of repentance right now, Lord. So we've come to you, Father, confessing our sins, but we also come to you, Father, with hearts of repentance, Lord, with repentant hearts, Father. We even repent on behalf of this nation and this world as well, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will do a new thing. We thank you, Father, for new beginnings. We thank you even for the purge that's happening right now, Lord. We thank you for lives and souls that are being drawn to you. And even your kingdom right now, Lord, I ask that you will continue to use us as vessels for your kingdom. Build us up to be bold, to be strong, to be confident, to be able to share your word, to be able to tell others of your goodness, of your mercy, of how you've kept us, of all the things that you've done for us so that they are able to experience you in ways that we've experienced you, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you, Father, for your timing. We ask, Lord, that you will give us patience in all areas of our lives, oh God. Continue to allow us to seek you in prayer. Continue to allow us to petition you, Father. We thank you that you are even a God who hears and listens and answers our prayers, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are omnipotent, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even omnipresent, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are our sustainer and that you are our supplier, Lord. We thank you that you have already given us and made a way for everything that we stand in need of right now. We ask that you will continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord, and use us on this week, Father. We thank you and we praise you and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.